Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Add my first care file.
Thanks. Please stay on the line. Hello?
Hi, Andrea. This is Kyle with Family First Care. How are you?
I'm fine, how are
you? Good. I'm calling regards to your aunt, Charlene.
Yeah.
Okay, so I spoke with her yesterday, and she let me know that she's going to ask you if you can help her out with sending her friends over.
What type of form is this? Is that bank statement? I told her that.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't have to discuss that. I told her.
Sorry, I can't.
Can you hear me?
It's extremely far away.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Hold on, one second. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told her the other day.
Yeah.
She said she needed a caregiver. I said, I can help you out, but I can't continue to do things when I'm getting paid for it. And especially, I cannot do something that's like entering your bank statement. I don't have access to that. I can do any other paperwork besides that. And I told her that she needs to ask her husband to call Direct Express and get that papers because I can't do that.
Right. So the only way that you can get paid by being her caregiver is if we go through this whole process and have the county approve us for the waiver. The only reason why she's not approved is because we're stopping by this step.
Right.
The step has not been completed, so county's not approving her. And there is also a 90-day time frame from the beginning of when you have your first assessment with the broker, so when you completely hand in everything to the county, the 90-day time frame. So the more you push it off, you might just have to do the first assessment over the phone again.
Right.
I know it's not you. I know it's your aunt, so maybe we should try to, you know, see if her aunt's really interested in this on the phone. She sounds like she is, and then not. So, to be honest, she's a bit back and forth. I don't know how invested she is, so maybe there's a way for you to speak to her.
Yeah, I don't always call her. I forgot what I was going to say. Maybe she could call Social Security and get, like, statements for them. Will that work?
If she has a bank, they're not going to accept Social Security. If she has a bank open, she needs the actual statements from the bank.
So it just has to be the bank instead.
Mm-hmm. That's the only way the county will approve.
Maybe I got to have to talk to him and just tell him, like, this is, she wants a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just have to tell him myself. Yeah, because I don't know. He's kind of iffy, mean. He thinks it's his, but it ain't his. He's thinking that she doesn't know what she's doing. But, yeah, I'm going to have to just probably talk to him.
Okay,
again.
So maybe give him a call.
Maybe y'all can reach out to him. So if it's something that has to do with her, and he'll do it. But I think he just shouldn't mention, like, oh, it's for a caregiver or anything. Just say that it's a pro, just like a regular program. Don't even mention, like, it's a caregiver. Because I think
exactly.
That's what he doesn't want her to have a caregiver. But, damn, it's only her family member. But she wants somebody to sit and do for her and take her here when needed, when he's not around.
Right, 100%. Okay, so when you find out from her, then let me know.
Okay, all right.
Sounds great. Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.